This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, a community access media station. Thank you to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.
You're listening to Radio Hawke's Bay. I'm Ken Morrison. Last week, the 2023 New World Beer and Cider Awards Top 30 were announced. And we're pleased to advise that three Hawke's Bay ciders were among the top 30. And it's my pleasure to be talking to one of those award winners, Josh Townsend. Josh, welcome to Radio Hawke's Bay.
Nice to be here.
Now, you're also the CEO of Zephyrs. So before we talk about your award-winning ciders, tell us a bit about Zephyrs.
Yeah, sure. So we were really stoked to have two of our products make it into the top 30 for the New World Beer and Cider Awards this year. Our first one is our alcoholic ginger beer, which we've been making for a while and has garnered many fans over the years. And our second one, which got in there, is our relatively new 0% passion fruit cider, which got in there for the no alcohol category. So awesome to have those recognised and gain distribution to all New World supermarkets throughout New Zealand.
Interesting that alcohol-free one now won a prize. I mean, is alcohol-free, is that a growing market? Is that where it's at?
It's a rapidly growing market, yeah. We were quite early. We released a 0% crisp apple cider a couple of years ago now, and that quickly became our top-performing product. So there was a real appetite for an authentically made delicious 0% beverage. Ours is a little bit unique in that we actually ferment the cider and then we spin the alcohol out of it. Mm-hmm. So we remove it, so it really retains a full flavour, incredibly close flavour match to our real ciders. And then the passion fruit 0% was an extension of that range given the popularity of our crisp apple 0%. And that's a delicious product made with real passion fruit pulp. And that's made the same way. So we knew we were onto a bit of a winner with that one, just based on how good it tasted, but awesome to have it recognised at such a major award.
Yeah, now being a bit dumb when it comes to this sort of stuff. Is cider a bit like wine? I mean, does it need to be aged, and does it get better with age? So you put it in a big barrel and you stick it in the shed for a couple of years. Is that how it works?
You can do that. If you're going down your more traditional style, your sort of English West Country style ciders, barrel aging is great, and it adds complexity. The ciders and the beverages we focus on are fruit forward. We call it New Zealand style, which is obviously an invented term, but ours are pretty fresh, made from freshly pressed juice and fermented over about 4 to 6 weeks and then blended with some fresh juice back. So ours are much more fruit forward, sort of crisp, clean. We opt for no sort of off characters. We're much more focused on that kind of freshness, drinkability, sessionability, whereas the barrel aging and kind of some of those funkier styles, they've definitely got their place, but they're more challenging and it's a much more discerning cider drinker who's looking for that style.
Now, is cider just one of those drinks that's very refreshing on a boiling hot day, or is it a bit like a fine wine, Josh, where you can actually marry a cider to a course at a dinner?
Oh, it's a brilliant food match. So, I mean, it's effectively made in the same way as wine. It's a fermented juice, and so it lends itself to some great food pairings. And actually, every one of our products, including our non-ciders, which we've been developing recently in some different beverage categories, they all have a food match on the can. So we really encourage food matching and for people to use it as a accompaniment to a good meal because they're just the good acidity, the balanced flavours, they really extend themselves to working well with food pairings.
Yeah. Now, from your point of view, from Zephyrs' point of view, why cider? Why not beer or wine or whiskey or...
Yeah, well, we've been going since 2009, so when we launched Zephyr, we saw a real gap in the market for an authentically made New Zealand cider. There was a bit of a proliferation of imported or new, very sweet-style ciders, and we wanted to make something which was authentically Kiwi and made with real fruit and made in a drier style. In saying that, we have also, as a brand, branched out into some new categories and have released some new products and different categories, including our hazy alcoholic lemonade and a few other, and obviously our alcoholic ginger beer as well. Mm. So we have extended the brand some different categories, but certainly have our roots in cider, and our philosophy as a as a beverage brand, has always been to use, you know, real New Zealand ingredients, make them properly, authentically, and let the flavour of the liquid speak for itself. So that's what we carry through to all of our ranges under the Zephyr Master brand, we call it.
Now, no doubt you've made room in your trophy cabinet for the New World Award. What does that award mean to your brand?
Oh, it's a really brilliant competition. So we obviously take it very seriously every year. I think there are over 700 products entered, only 30 products selected to make that top 30 ranking. So to have two products in there was a huge win for us. It's an incredibly well-run competition. Michael Donaldson heads it up, who's a very seasoned beverage expert in New Zealand, and it also provides instant distribution through the New World Supermarket Network. So it means that our fans can find these products in every New World across New Zealand for the duration of the promotion. And it really gives our beverage making team a big pat on the back to show that they're doing something right. And we certainly had a good celebration when the news of these awards came in.
Well, good on you, Josh. Our congratulations go to you, and we wish you well for the future. And look forward to talking to you again sometime in the very near future.
Thanks very much. Appreciate it.